Hamilton's mayor says voters will have the final say on the future of councillor James Casson. Mr Casson, who's running for mayor in October, sparked outrage at the weekend when he criticised New Zealand for commemorating those killed in the mosque terror attacks. He said the attacker wins each time a memorial is held, a tear is shed or a mosque is protected by police. Also in comments he made on Facebook in 2016, they've resurfaced. In it, he calls for, quote, retribution and extreme violence to rid Europe of Middle Eastern refugees. He also calls them, quote, scum. Andrew King is the mayor of Hamilton and is with us now. Morena.
Good morning.
What do you make of the comments?
Look, I don't agree with anything Councillor Casson has said. I don't endorse what he said.
What does it say about him?
Look, I'm not here to go into the views and details. It's something you're going to have to ask him. But Councillor Casson will continue as a councillor, but his views are inconsistent with what most New Zealanders in my council say. I think it's very insensitive. He's entitled to his opinions, and that's his personal position.
Are you surprised that these are comments he's made?
Has a track record for not supporting council's initiatives on working with their ethnic communities, and that's the position he takes.
These are the kind of opinions he's expressed in the past?
Well, look, Hamilton City Council has a close relationship with working with their ethnic and their religious communities around cultural diversity. But this member generally hasn't supported cultural diversity initiatives that our council's put up.
Are the comments racist?
Look, I just believe they're unacceptable, but it is his opinion.
Does he work for Immigration New Zealand?
Yes, I understand he does.
In what capacity?
I understand he's an immigration. He's one of the guys who goes out looking for people who have overstayed or shouldn't be in our country, but I'm not his employer on that front, so I'm not fully conversed with what he does in that role.
Do you know whether his employer is aware of his views?
Look, that'll be between him and his employer, and I'm sure that will come up over the next few days or weeks, but that's between him and his employer.
So what are you going to do about this?
Look, my council staff, I've had them working on this over the weekend, and their initial assessment and opinion is that Councillor Casson has not broken our code of conduct. It would appear that there's no basis to discipline the member using the code of conduct. So the member was giving an opinion, his position as a democratically elected member.
Does that mean then that the code of conduct is fit for purpose?
Elected members are their own person. They're not part of a party structure like central government, so each person has their own views. This may be at the extreme end of the political spectrum, and I believe the voters will have the opportunity to express their views in the ballot box this October.
So you can't censure him?
It appears as though I have no grounds under our code of conduct to do that, no.
So he stays in post for another 6 months?
Yes, but the election is coming up in October, so people will have a chance to have their say then.
Do you think that these comments amount to hate speech?
That's a concern people... Not everybody's as strong, and not other people can sort out in their own mind a position that gets spoken around the dining room table at home or the smoker room table at work or off a lectern in public. And it concerns me that people pick up on these extreme views and everything starts with a word and words have power. And that is a concern.
Andrew King, Mayor of Hamilton, thank you for speaking to us today. And we did contact or attempted to contact James Casson. He did not return morning reports calls last night.